Now, of course, Glore celebrating its 21st birthday, and way back on Friday, the 30th of November 2001, Minister Sheila de Valera officially opened the venue before a specially invited audience, witnessed by over 60 Great Clare performers who took to the stage. Three generations of the best players of the county's music entertained the audience, including the Kilfenora Cayley Band, Martin Hayes, Siobhan Peoples, Tony McMahon, the Tulla Cayley Band, Maura O'Connell, and many, many more. And we here at Clare FM broadcast the opening night concert in its entirety, and Martin Hayes and the Saw Doctors then performed over the next two nights, marking a very memorable opening weekend for Glore. And since opening its doors, more than, these are incredible numbers, more than 950,000 people, almost a million people, have attended over 8,200 ticketed performances and events here. And tomorrow night's concert, celebrating Glore's place at the heart of Clare arts and entertainment, will feature a star-studded lineup. And here with me now to chat about Glore's opening and its history since are John Quinlivan, Eamon Cotter and Mary McNamara. You're all very welcome.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks very much for joining us. John, I was chatting with you beforehand, and your association with Glore goes way back even before it got set up. You were involved in the conception, as you said.
I was, yeah. Shannon Development had, when the new grant scheme came out, they were looking for a big project that they could develop that would typify what Clare was all about, and they hit on the music and a concert hall for music where people could come. They didn't have to go to a pub to hear music, and this was the whole idea back along. And one of the people that was involved was a guy called I think it was Jim O'Donovan was his name. He was the managing director of CIE International, and he was a director of Shannon Development at the time, and he had the vision of buses arriving into Glore and a permanent troupe of musicians who would be here all the time, and lots of people coming in creating big business. However, I suppose the reality of the whole concept was that when you looked at it, that the music that they were going to be charging for was available free in most pubs around Ennis, and you could go into a pub. Now, the organising of it was, I mean, it wasn't at times that always suited the punters. It tended to start a bit later than a lot of the American visitors, for instance, would be well in bed by the time the music would start in the pubs around town. So it developed into what it is today through trial and error. And the whole, I think, the big success of Glore was the cooperation it had between the county council, the urban district council, the councillors, Shannon Development, and all other, a group called Innes Tourism Development Group, which was established and working that time. And they all came together and they all promoted it. But the real cherry in the on the top of the cake, I suppose, was the fact that the Minister for Arts, Culture and the Gaeltacht was representative of County Clare in Sheila de Valera. So while the original grant aid created the building, it didn't really fit it out to the extent that it needed, like with the technological stuff and the lighting and all that kind of thing. And it was through the minister that time that they identified more sources of funding that brought it to what it is today.
Yeah, it's very clear that, you know, Clare being such a musical county, and I mean, obviously, as you say, the plenty of pubs where like local traditional musicians could play, but for such a musical county, you know, it was in between counties that had big venues like Limerick and Galway, and that was something that was very much missing.
Yes, yes, it was a gap. Hmm. And I'm talking in marketing terms now. It was not in musical terms, Mary. It was a gap in the market. It was a gap in the market, not a gap.
He's your biggest fan, Mary.
It was a gap in the market from a marketing point of view that there wasn't a venue to accommodate the musicians. Now, it's as it has turned out, it's not just the musicians. It's the theatre, the films, the other activity, the exhibitions that are going on. Glore is a microcosm of the whole community that's there, and it's for the community. It's not for the visitor. The visitors are welcome, and there is a place for the visitors, but it's actually a microcosm of what the community want and what the community come to.
So how much work went into it finally being ready to open its doors in November 2001?
Well, I think there was a television program made which featured the then director or the first director, Katie Verling, on it, and a lot of the people that were involved in it around the place. But it was a good 4 years, I'd say, before the thing actually got off the ground, you know. I say the thing, before the theatre got off the ground. But it was... It took a lot of work and a lot of cooperation, because without the support of the councils and the urban council and the county council, it would never have continued and succeeded. And then it had the support of the businesses in town through the Innes Tourism Development Board, and that really made it work, the cooperation. And of course the musicians were very supportive of it all the way through from the start.
Yeah, sure. They were only too happy to throw their support behind it, because it's a great venue for them to be able to play in front of a home crowd.
It is. It is. That's true. And the other thing it does, it gives a structure to what the musicians want to do as a group. If they want to come and sit down and have a sit-down audience where people will listen to the music and there's no interruptions and there's nobody clinking glasses open the gallery like or anything like that. It's actually a total appreciation of what the talent of the Clare musicians show.
You can tell us, Mary, whether John's the kind of person who clinks his glasses up in the upper tiers disrupting the musicians. As a musician, what did it mean for you having Glore open its doors 21 years ago?
Well, I suppose Glore really provided a prestigious venue for traditional musicians to perform in, and it's something we would not have been used to. As John said earlier, we were used to playing in bars and probably old community centres with, you know, maybe one room where we'd all be packed into while waiting to get on stage. So Glore for me certainly meant that it was lovely to have a professional area to perform in, and the treatment of us as musicians when we came in here was absolutely fantastic. I think the first thing that on the opening night when I came in here 21 years ago, I was showed to my own dressing room, which I found that to be absolutely amazing.
Did you think I've hit the big time now?
And I said,
where's my rider?
This hasn't happened before. And we had the green room, and there was so much communication with the staff, and it was so professional and so well organised, and it was an absolute pleasure to get out on that stage and play for a local audience who are always a very good audience, but the atmosphere here in Glore is wonderful, and I love the whole professional side of the thing, and it's always great to be here.
What was it like that first night that you played Glore and you walked out onto the big stage and there's a big crowd? Were you struck by nerves, or maybe are you ever struck by nerves when you play live?
Absolutely. I was very, you know, it was daunting thinking about it. But I have to say, when I walked on the stage that night with my brother Andrew, I felt a warmth in the whole atmosphere. I really felt I was at home, and at home we were. While Glore is a big venue, you sit on that stage, you actually feel the people are very near you at the same time. And there is a lovely closeness, and there is a bond with the audience. And as John said, you feel they're listening, they're enjoying the music, and there is no interruption.
Eamon, what did it mean for you having Glore open its doors 21 years ago as an outlet finally within Clare for obviously international acts and national acts play here, but it was somewhere big where local acts could play?
Well, the first thing you noticed was that it was a proper theatre, you know. You know, we had played, I mean, the normal venues around Clare would have been the West County, the Queen's, the Old Ground, and smaller venues. Of course, we had Cushnahona, which is a great venue too. But it's a proper theatre, and when you go on that stage, you have to have your act together, you know. And it's a concept, it's a kind of a concept of entertainment, or entertaining the audience and interacting with an audience that you don't necessarily have to do in other venues. You know, you have absolute quietness and you have absolute attention. There's no bar. Well, the bar is outside, but so you have to get your act together. You know, you have to prepare properly first thing I noticed when I went through the list of musicians that were here 21 years ago, a lot have passed away since. Peter O'Loughlin comes to mind because I played with Peter on stage that night. You know, the people that that played on that night. A lot of them, again, the ones that have passed away were so pivotal in so important in our musical development, you know, in Clare. And for them to get to play here was I'm sure for them too, it was a big, an important occasion.
And John, that opening night, I mean, it'd take me the rest of the hour to mention all the musicians who played, but what a way to kick off the you know, the life of a venue, and to open with a bang. It must have been absolutely brilliant. Like, we broadcast the entire concert, and then you had, as I mentioned earlier on, Martin Hayes and the Saw Doctors performing over the next two nights. It was a real weekend, almost a festival kind of feel, I guess.
It was a great celebration. It wasn't really celebrating Glore as such, but it was a celebration of traditional music in Clare and the people that made it down through the years. And Eamon mentioned there Peter O'Loughlin and people like that who had spent years travelling in the cold community halls and trying to get people interested in music and spending their time. And to them, it was justification for all they had been doing, like, you know. And I don't know if it still felt that way, but I think Glore was always an aspiration, shall we say, for people to perform in it and to be part of the whole structure. And what it did, again, as I said earlier, it brought a structure to the performance of traditional music in the county. It didn't structure it, but it brought the structure that allowed people to take part in concerts and activities that they wouldn't normally have been associated with, because they were, the local community might set up a concert to raise funds for something, and you'd have five or six traditional musicians who would be from the area who would perform in it. But this brought an actual management structure. It brought, as Mary says, it had the accommodation for the performers and for the people that were working, and then it had very good accommodation for the audience, and it was comfortable to go in and sit down and listen to the music. It wasn't, you weren't fighting with people going to the bar or people trying to get out to the other side, if you know what I mean. Yeah. It was a comfort entertainment. An awful lot of people I've met since have said, like, the joy of going up and getting into a theatre and sitting in a theatre and listening to traditional music or listening to any of the kind of activities that are on is actually enhancing the experience of the music.
Well, we're in a theatre now, and we're going to listen to some music, and hopefully it'll enhance our experience, John, because Geraldine, Eamon and Mary are going to perform for us now. What are you going to play, guys?
We're going to play two reels. The first one is The Woman of the House, and we'll follow that with The Green Groves of Erin.
OK, brilliant stuff. Take it away. Thank you. fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Mary McNamara on concertina, on flute, Eamon Collar there, and Geraldine Collar on the piano. Brilliant performance, guys, and thanks very much. And thanks also to you, John Quinlivan. I was hoping you might join in vocals there, but
you're a little
shy.
I'm a bit like the clinking glasses, you know.
We'll leave you to go off and clink your glasses. So thanks very much, guys. This is Morning Focus coming to you live from Glore as they celebrate their 21st birthday. And we'll be back with more after this break.